We rush home so that the children don't fall asleep. We have an order for the Seder, and it goes as follows. Kadesh urchatz karbas yachatz Magid rachza motzi matza Marar korek shulchan orel Tavu halel nitza. Those of you who still have cups of coffee, let's finish them and clear them from the table. Where our Seder table is usually fleishik, right? You got chicken wing up there?
Almond milk.
Okay. Gentlemen, so we pour the cups of grape juice. As Ashkenazim, we will make a blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen on every one of the cups. Sfardim do not.
Only first and third.
Correct. So we only make an after blessing at the end, after our last cup. What Jeremiah just did was pour in some wine into every one of the charoset, into our charoset. Basically, the way the Seder plate goes is, some people have the custom that on the Seder plate...
Can I just give this to them and just fill it up with scriptures, or should I get rid of the rest as well?
Give me a second. Okay, my logic in asking that you guys drink grape juice and not wine is that experience has shown that Mahodmir students are very confident in their ability to handle wine. And experience has shown that that confidence falls flat on its face after... when people actually come to a late night Seder, and you're supposed to have koach, and I've had every year the guys tell me, I can do it, I can do it. So the first years I said to her, listen, let's bring wine. Let the guys learn their lesson at the model Seder, so that when it comes to the real Seder, they'll know that they can't do it. And it didn't work. It didn't work. Guys who drink wine at the model Seder and at the real Seder. I know, because I used to have 15 guys over at our Seder, and guys would really get plastered on four cups. And part of the reason is because it's late at night, and part of the reason is more than it's late at night, it's that your stomach's empty and you're not eating for a very long time. If you take your first cup of wine, you guys just had dinner, but when you come to the Seder, you haven't eaten in 8 hours. So on an empty stomach, even if you mix the wine and grape juice, it really hits you hard, more than you're used to. And that's why my strong recommendation is drink grape juice on the night of the Seder. Don't mix in wine. If you mix in a drop, do it on the last cups, not on the first cups. Because in the beginning, what ends up happening is you got an empty stomach, you didn't eat anything, and believe it or not, the diet of eating matzah, ground horseradish, leaves, a date spread, doesn't exactly do so well with wine. It's not like eating bread and having something that really settles your stomach. So the mixture really hits people hard. My recommendation, don't do it to yourselves on the Seder night. And that's why I didn't bring wine. I only brought a little bit of wine. I asked Rav Lisson to bring him one bottle so we can mix it into the charoset. Our charoset is in memory of the mortar that the Jews used to make. Our charoset is in memory of the mortar the Jews made in Egypt. The hardest task in Egypt was making the mortar. Now, what's wrong with the chair I have? It doesn't have a left side. And when you lean, you're supposed to lean on your left side so that you don't choke. If you lean on your right side, it's harder on the digestive tract. It's harder on the swallowing. So we turn our chairs and we lean to the left. Now, you're supposed to lean for much of the meal. The idea is we're showing ourselves free men tonight. Tonight, we shifted from being in slavery in Egypt to being free men. And that's why we pour for one another. We don't pour for ourselves. We will wash hands for one another at the Seder. We don't wash our own hands. Like freemen. Freemen, people who are now royalty, they have their hands washed by someone else on their behalf. They have their cups poured by someone else on their behalf. All the grape juice here is mevushal. Everyone, even people who have not yet finished the gear process, can pour for one another. Jeremiah, are you going to volunteer to pour me my cup of grape juice?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We rush home, and the key to rushing home, most people miss this. You got to have the Seder set up, meaning all this dilly-dottle we just lost 20 minutes on is precious children time. The Seder is focused on the kids. We're giving over the very important tradition that we have. We're giving over the ideals of being a Jewish person tonight. We're telling them tonight it happened. And you will see it is probably the most exciting night of the year. The kids wait for this night. So, we rush home from shul. We don't stick around schmoozing with people. Before the Seder, we have everything prepared so that when we come home, it's all set up. The chairs are set up. The agados are set up. We walk through the front door. We wish everyone a good Yom Tov. And we begin Kiddush. Kadesh Uchatz Kalpas Yachatz Magid Vahatka Motzi Masa Malach Orech Shulchan Orech Tzafun Barech Halel Nirtza Kadesh. The father runs home to make Kiddush quickly so that the children won't fall asleep and will be able to do the biblical mitzvah of the night. The mitzvah d'oraita, the biblical mitzvah of the night, is to tell them the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what we're doing. We're rushing home to do our first mitzvah, to do the biblical mitzvah of the night, to tell them the story. And so, we will begin with Kiddush. We will drink 4 cups of wine. Our sages instituted on the night of the Seder, we drink 4 cups of grape juice or wine. And every one is connected to a mitzvah. So the first one is Kiddush. The first one is we're going to discuss the holiness of the day. What do we say in Kiddush? So let's quickly read through the Kiddush. First, we make a blessing of Borei Pri Agafen. We do not drink the grape juice just yet. We make the blessing. And then we make the blessing of the sanctification of the day. So let's read through that blessing. You guys have it? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Do we all have Kiddush? Yes? Anyone who doesn't have it, say aye.
I don't have it.
You don't have it. Okay, can you pass some agada there? Now what about a cup of grape juice, young man? Okay, you guys want to pass him a cup here? And who's going to fill him the grape juice? Okay, so our first cup is going to be about Kiddush. Let's quickly read through the Kiddush. Bokhta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Hashem Bachavan Mikolam. Hashem chose us. Technically, if we understand the Kiddush is really a fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah telling over the story tonight. The more we say, the bigger the mitzvah. That we try to accomplish every minute to tell the kids the story. But technically, the Kiddush itself is the story. Hashem chose us from all the nations. V'romemanu mikol lashon, He uplifted us from all the other languages. We were slaves among many slaves in Egypt. And Hashem uplifted us above them all. V'kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, Hashem made us holy through His mitzvot. Our engagement, our connection to Hashem is through the mitzvot. Batitelanu Hashem Elokeinu ba'ava, Hashem, You lovingly gave us mo'adim le'simcha, holidays to be happy in. It's part of the healthy human being, says the Rambam. A healthy human being needs to have times in his life to take vacation, times to celebrate, times to be happy. Hashem gave us times to rejoice. Pesach is the first, right? Chagim uzmanim le'sason, holidays and set times for rejoicing. At Yom Chag HaMatzot Hazeh, this day, the holiday of Matzos, that's the holiday of Pesach. Zman Chirutenu, this is the time we came free. Mikra Kodesh, a designated time of holiness. Zecher Litziat Mitzrayim, we commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. Kivanu Vacharta, You chose us. That's one of the things we're telling our children tonight. We were chosen. Gabriel, why aren't you next to the table? We're all free men. There are no servants here tonight. You are one of... Come next to the table. Yeah, Yonatan, why are you guys sitting out there? You can come sit next to me if there's no room. There, wherever you want, but come sit next to the table. Kivanu v'chalta, You chose us. V'otanu kidashta, You made us holy. Mikol ha'amim, more than any other nation. And these are all themes we're telling our children through the stories tonight. U'mo'adei kodshecha b'simcha v'sason nilchantanu, You gave us your holy holidays, your set times that Hashem revealed to us. These are holy times in your life. You know that on the night of the Seder, our soul can uplift itself. We can become uplifted to heights that we couldn't get to the rest of the year. It's as though the heavens are open and it's up to you. How high do you want to go? If we're careful how we speak, and that what we say is holy and mitzvah, so then on the night of the Seder, we grow. You gave it to us in happiness and rejoicing, and this is our heritage. Blessed are you, Hashem, who makes Israel holy and gives Israel the ability to make the times holy. Hashem gave us that holiness, that we can make times holy. We're partners in this. Shabbat is holy from the time of creation. Hashem made it every 7 day is holy. But the holidays, that's our doing. Hashem says, you make them holy. So that's our kiddush. Now, after we make kiddush, we lean. And leaning hesebah is leaning to the left. And we drink our cup of grape juice leaning. It's a show of free men. If you didn't lean, you'll have to drink another cup. Lean to the left. Now, those people who don't have handles on their chair, and then they lean into the air like this, that's not so comfortable. That's not called leaning. You have to lean on something. That's why I turned my chair to the left. And I'm leaning. I don't need Benny's pillow. It's just for show. It's nicer to lean on his pillow, but I don't want to get his pillow stained. So I'm going to depart from his pillow, let him stain his own pillow. I don't want to stain it. You can't lean if you're on a bench, unless you're leaning right on the bench. There you go. Where do you want your pillow?
Give him the pillow.
Yeah, you do what you want. Your pillow's here.
Vinny,
I'm absolving responsibility from your pillow. Okay, so we lean to the left. You could have it. You could do what you want with it. I am no longer responsible for it. And there's one more blessing we make on the whole holiday of Pesach. In the beginning of Pesach, like every holiday, we make the blessing of Shechiyanu. Now, I assume you guys don't, we don't need to spend time with me going through the whole tune of the Kiddush. You want, you'll catch it online. It's not like you'll get it from one time saying it, right? Unless it'll give you the spirit of Pesach, so I should take 5 minutes to sing the Yekish tune. Can we skip it, or you guys want to hear it? It's a long tune. You want to hear it. Okay, so what we'll do is, we'll just make the Borei Pre-Agafen, being that there's no real mitzvah of making Kiddush tonight, so we'll make the Borei Pre-Agafen and drink what we won't do at the Seder. At the Seder, we'll only drink after we make all the blessings. But tonight, there are no blessings. I can't make the blessings tonight. So we'll drink, so that our blessing is for real. And then, after that, we'll continue as though we're doing the Seder, and then we'll drink at the right time. So let's just quickly make a Borei Pre-Agafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pre-Agafen. Don't finish your cups. The main drinking we're going to do in the Mock Seder. Now we're up to the Mock part. So we make Kiddush. We stand up for Kiddush. We have our beautiful Yom Tov candles lit at the center of the table. Yishkoach to our wife for doing that. We hold up our cups. We stand up, gentlemen, for Kiddush. Kaddish! The father rushes home to make Kiddush so the kids don't fall asleep. We are now doing the biblical mitzvah of sanctifying the day of Pesach. Okay? Baruch atah Hashem. Obviously, in the real Seder, you say Hashem's name. Elokeinu melech haolam borei peri hagafen. Yekish custom is at this point we sit down. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'am. He chose us from all the nations. Veromemanu mikol lashon. Vekedeshanu b'mitzvotav. Vatiten lanu. Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava. Moadim lesimcha. Chagim uzmanim lesasim. Et yom chag hamatzot hazeh zeman chirotenu mikra kodesh zecher ליציאת מצרים כיוונו וחרת ואותנו קידשת Mikol Hamim Umoadei Kodshecha Besimcha Uvsason Hinchaltanu Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Zemanim. If this were for real, you'd say amen. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech haolam Shehiyanu Vekiyemanu Vegiyanu Lazman Hazeh. Now we lean to our left as we drink our first of the four cups. How much do you have to drink? You don't have to drink the full cup. You have to drink the majority of a revit. The majority of, we're going to discuss what a revit is. A revius, according to Rabbi Feinstein, is approximately 4.4 ounces. A revius is an egg and a half. They measured they measured an egg to be 2 ounces. Rabbi Feinstein also came out with approximately 2 ounces, and then a revius would be about 3 ounces. He came up with 2.2. A revius is an egg and a half. That makes it 3.3 ounces. Where's our measuring cup? Right there. Can you pass me the measuring cup, please? Okay, just so we have a picture. Thank you very much. Could you pass me 2 plastic cups, please? Thank you very much. Okay. How much is a revius?
So
on Shabbat we don't do this, but let's. Yeah, you're not supposed to measure on Shabbos. It's part of the business. We measure in business, so we're not supposed to measure on Shabbat. Okay. Un momento, por favor. Okay, so a revius, how much grape juice or wine should be in your cup? According to Rabbi Feinstein, it is this much. You have to drink more than 50% of this. This is 3 ounces, okay? This is a little more than 3 ounces. You have to drink more than 50% of that. That's what you have to drink. That's not so much grape juice that you have to drink the Seder night, okay? Not a lot. And if you drink a lot at the beginning on an empty stomach, you might pay for it later. Now, when you make the blessing of Bor Yer Pri HaGafen, you could have in mind that you intend to drink water or juice afterwards, and if your host has it, you're allowed to drink water and juice off of that blessing. So, technically, you're allowed to drink between the first 2 cups. Most people don't know this. Your host might not bring drinks to the table. Most people don't. But it's okay if you ask. If you go to the kitchen, you grab a cup of water, might settle your stomach a little bit, that's permissible. Between now and the meal is going to pass about 3 hours. Meaning now we're going to have the whole story of the Seder. But we want to perk the kids' curiosity. So, Kadesh urchatz karpas yachatz Magid vachza motzi matza Maror korech shulchan orech Tzafun barech Halel nirtza. The next thing we do at the Seder...
Do we do that between every step?
Yes, many people do. The next thing we do at the Seder is really, we're going to dip the karpas, which is a vegetable, in salt water. Why do we do that? We're making believe that we're already moving on with the meal, so that the kid will notice and say, wait a second, you didn't make hamotzi on the matzah. What are you doing? Why are we starting to eat salads? Why are we eating dips? What's going on here? Wait a second, what happened to hamotzi? But because we're going to dip the karpas in salt water, the halacha says before you eat wet fruits or vegetables, you have to wash your hands. So we're all going to go wash our hands without making a blessing on the washing, which is another strange thing for the kid. He knows every Shabbos, you make Kiddush, you go wash your hands, you make a blessing on the Tilas Yadayim. No, today no one makes a blessing. Now, again, the custom is that at least the head of the table has his hands washed by someone else. We fill a cup, and we bring it in, we wash his hands for him, we bring him a towel, and this is a show of free men. If some people do it for the whole table, and then it'll take an extra 20 minutes. So we don't have those 20 minutes, but in order to so that you guys conceptualize it, I will do it. There are some homes where they do it. It's not appropriate for a man to wash a woman's hand, unless it's his wife, and a woman to wash a man's hand, unless it's her husband. So if they do it, whatever they do, don't fight your hosts. But in your own homes, you shouldn't have your daughter going around washing all your guests' hands. Her brother's is okay, but all the other men, a man should wash a man's hand, a woman's hand. It's considered an act of something that husbands and wives do for one another, at least in ancient times. So we're going to wash our hands. We're not going to make the blessing on the Netilas Yadayim. We're going to come back. Everyone will take a piece of karpas and make a blessing of Borei Pri Adama, dip it in the salt water, and eat it. And again, the point of the karpas, the whole reason we're doing it, is to get the kids to ask questions. We're doing something unusual. It's not the way we run our Seder. It's a rabbinic institution to make the kids wonder. So if you're just going to dip the karpas in the salt water, your kid's going
to
go, that was yummy. Sure you're allowed to talk. But if what you do is you go, honey, that's a wonderful meal. Thank you so much. And you make believe like you're just having the meal. And the kid looks to you like, I didn't have a meal here. We once had guests from the Mahon where one guy said, that's all you're giving me? They told me I'm coming for a meal. he was hungry. But that's the idea. You want to get people to ask. Oh, you have a good question. You're right. This isn't the way we usually run our meals, right? Okay, so what else is unusual tonight? And then we run into the questions. Our goal is to pique the kids' curiosity, to get them to ask. The mitzvah of the night is for them to question and us to answer. So let's go wash our hands, and we're going to pick up with karpas. When you all come back, we'll pass around the karpas. Everyone will take a small piece. When we make a blessing of Borei Pri Adama on the vegetable, we have in mind that it'll also cover our maror, our leafy vegetables, our horseradish. Okay, so let's all wash our hands without making a blessing and come back to the table, and we'll continue.